Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, everybody's getting ready to go down south. They're going to snowbird for the first time in many cases 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Right? And there's some problems traveling these days.
It's a bit different now.
It's a bit different. Maybe right. That's the right way to say it.
It's a bit different. You know, with all the stuff that's going on with the pandemic and COVID still around and so forth, what about how do you get back in case of another issue or
right.
how much money you got to spend or, you know, always people when they snowbird, they talk about, what about travel insurance?
Right.
And how do we get all that figured out? So, of course, you and I can't answer those kind of questions.
Nope.
We've got to get the experts on board from Goose Insurance Canada, our Canadian travel expert.
Yeah. Omar Kaywan, we're welcoming back to the show. Omar, thank you very much for taking some time with us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's get to it. What do we need to know if we're snowbirding down south? What should people prepare to experience here?
Well, you know, this season particularly, we're expecting a high volume of Canadian snowbirds to be traveling, particularly down south. Most of them haven't been to their places for the last couple of years. You know, as Faisal said, that travel is a bit different and people do need to be aware of. I think two things that we're hearing that are top of mind. Number one, what happens if I get COVID? Does my travel insurance policy actually cover me for COVID? And the question is, unfortunately, it's a bit confusing. It depends. If you are fully vaccinated and you have fallen your sort of provincial guidelines for vaccination, then yes, your travel medical insurance policy should be able to give you some coverage. Otherwise, you can consider actually buying a standalone COVID-19 insurance as well, which will cover you for COVID-19, particularly including quarantine and trip cancellation, trip interruption. The other piece of it that, you know, that we hear a lot is what happens to me if I am actually stuck or if there's a big wave of COVID while I'm traveling in the fall and I can't get back home and I can't get back to Canada. Well, what we are recommending everybody is to ensure that they review their policy to have repatriation benefit in there. So what that means is that if you do get stuck abroad and you need to come back home, that your policy should be able to do that for you or your insurer. So those are some things that we're asking our Canadian snowbirds. I mean, of course, for everybody, pre-existing medical condition, particularly for the Canadian snowbirds, is a high topic as well. You know, you got to make sure that your policy does cover you for unstable pre-existing medical condition and your policy is not void, that when you are answering medical questions that you are reviewing them, and if you don't know the answer, check with your doctor. Just make sure that you know you're correctly answering those questions. So that's kind of normal business. But other than that, we're expecting a very exciting fall winter season for Canadian snowbirds, and rightfully so, because they have been patiently waiting for the last 24 months to enjoy some sun while we all freeze in the Canadian winter.
One thing that hasn't been mentioned too much when we talk about inflation is the cost of out-of-provincial healthcare.
Mm.
The costs are rising. And so people may think, oh, I don't need travel insurance for the regular out-of-province medical just in case something goes wrong. Those prices have been skyrocketing in some places around, especially in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important. When an individual is looking at insurance, Omar, what do they have to look at specifically? Because they're comparing your company to other companies out there. What should they look for when it comes to traveling, their medical, and of course, the pandemic and COVID?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Faisal. So things that need to be looking at is essentially what are the limits? What happens to me for unstable pre-existing medical condition? Do I have coverage or not? If my medical health questions are somehow inaccurate and or doesn't match my medical records, what happens to my policy? Do I have repatriation benefit? What happens to me if I get COVID? And all these details should be in your policy wording. And if you can't understand what's actually given to you, because there can be insurance jargon in here, always ask to speak to a licensed agent. You know, Canadian snowbirds do spend thousands of dollars in medical insurance because they do understand the value of it, especially with inflation and the rising costs of medicine across the globe, particularly in the U.S., it's really important that you review all these benefits and exclusions and ask those tough questions depending on your situation with anybody, any agency that you choose. With Goose, we have 24/7 licensed agents that are able to help and answer any questions. But as Faisal said, this is not the time for people to not consider travel medical insurance. You know, and also review a couple of policies. Don't just go with one. Compare a couple just to make sure that you understand what the benefits are and what the differences are and which one's better for you.
Omar, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Omar Kawan, who's a co-founder of Goose Insurance, Canadian travel expert. I think that is solid advice. No better time than now to make sure if you're traveling down south that you get proper insurance coverage and understand what your coverage is.
Get the advice. Protect yourself. That's similar to what we're going to be talking about in our upcoming seminar on how to protect yourself and make sure you can have that enjoyment of your lifestyle throughout your retirement. Number one concern is running out of money. How do you avoid that? And how do you also grow and protect in your portfolio? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, September 20th, 7 p.m., live in person at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Government talking about a new rent-to-own program. Let's get the details. How does it work if you qualify, and who should be involved? Stick around after the break for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.